As we get started this morning, breaking news at 5:45 in the morning, 54 degrees. Jason Cairns, breaking news in your home from Saturday morning. What happened?
My Wordle streak got broken.
Wow.
Yeah. 430 days in a row. Had gotten the puzzle correct.
430. I mean, that's way more than DiMaggio getting a hit in 56 straight games. That's well over a year.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. It was, I almost wanted to stay in bed all weekend.
But you couldn't because your son had a graduation party, and
yep.
So what happened? What was the word?
The ultimate word was zebra, and which I don't know why I didn't get it. I had three of the letters going in, I think, to the last two choices, and mm-hmm. I still ended up not getting it correct. My last guess was yerba, and why anyone would guess yerba when zebra is the correct word, I don't know. But yeah, it was a sad day.
And I have to say, as your friend, I mean, I've kind of acknowledged this freely. I'm like, okay, I'm not as smart as you, so I'm in unfamiliar territory now, because I've, for years now that we've both been playing this, I've never had a streak longer than you.
Correct. Yep. Yep. And here we are.
And I think my here wife is basically telling me, stay humble. So.
Yes. It was a bit of a shock, but it happens. I knew it would happen eventually. But, mm-hmm. I think when I hit a year, I was like, okay, now I'm going to try for 500. And
yeah. And
that's apparently I'm going to have to start over on
back
working
to the
for
beginning.
500.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. All right.
Well.
Our consolation and comfort
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
All right. Nice graduation party over the weekend. By the way, the brats were very good.
Good. I'm glad. I consider that one of my top life skills is cooking bratwurst. So, yeah.
That's a good life skill to have. Johnsonville, I think.
They were Johnsonville. I prefer Meisfelds, which are made in Sheboygan. But, I didn't want to just drive over to Sheboygan to pick up brats. I suppose I could have seen my mom, too, when I was over there. But
being
Johnsonville are good.
Who's from Oostburg? Oostburg and Sheboygan are how close?
About 8 miles apart.
Okay,
which,
bad.
Interestingly, Johnsonville brats are made over there, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Okay.
But
And let's see. Also, I had some of the famous chicken tenders from Alex, which I've heard a lot about. So that was delicious as well. So, thank you.
Yeah, I think those need to, ideally, they have to be right out of the air fryer in order to get them when they're at their crispiest.
I didn't get the full crispiness,
I think in the slow cooker, it kind of softens them up, and then they're just chicken strips. So.
All right.
Yeah.
If people want to try this at home, it's the Tyson breaded chicken strips, right?
Yeah. You have to cook them for about double the time as part of how it works. So.
In the air fryer. And Alex seems to say you need to get them at Sam's Club. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's actually true, but that's what Alex says.
His theory.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Michael's graduation party was Saturday, too, and it turned out by the end of the deal, remember, he was reluctant on this, didn't even really want one.
Yep.
He's like, okay, that was more fun than I thought.
Good. So. I'm glad that he had more fun than he thought.
Some of his friends showed up from Bethesda Youth Group, and they just basically played. So, you know,
tossed
the
football,
kicked the soccer ball, played at the playground. So.
Yeah. Cool.
Until he sprained his ankle some, and then... My stepdad at McDonough Park, there's a bit of a ledge when you get out of the area with the picnic tables, and he was going to go for a walk with my brother-in-law, and then he fell. And so he fell, banged his head, his glasses, he cut his eye. We needed our physical therapist friend to step in and be a nurse, Cynthia. And ultimately, he had to go to the urgent care and ER and pass the CAT scan. They glued his cut together, and he had a shiner. I saw him Sunday morning, but I was able to offer my medical advice. I said, I remember an episode of the Flintstones when this happened to Fred, and he just stuck a big stake on there. So that was my help for him.
Sure. So did they use a big stake to just put it on there?
He got a laugh out of that. So.
Yeah, okay, good. That's good.
It's good to be able to just draw your medical advice from the Flintstones.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. A lot of people now would be like, Flintstones, aren't those just vitamins?
I know.
They wouldn't even know what the Flintstones are.
Isn't it just a cereal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Fruity Pebbles. That's right.
All right.
And Cocoa
I think we're going to close with the Flintstones theme in a moment. But in the meantime, we've got Acts 4, 5, and 6.
It says, the next day, the council of all the rulers and elders and teachers of religious law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there along with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other relatives of the high priest.
And in your devotional commentary letters to the beloved, you tackle it this way. And you say, after holding them overnight, the Jewish council met the next day. The meeting included the high priest Caiaphas and his father-in-law Annas, the previous high priest. Alexander, John, and other members of the priestly family were there, too. After Caiaphas, Anna's son, John, would become the high priest. This is a couple of verses that you almost want more, you know?
Yeah, it's just not exciting, you know, and I think, you know, for me, as I was going through Acts, one of the things was noticing all these linkages between people, you know, as you kind of go through it slowly to start seeing the connection, like within the high priest's family and so forth. So it's just kind of a fascinating walk through as you start to pay attention to the lineage and so forth.
All right, walking through the word. We'll do Acts 4:7 tomorrow. Thank you, friend.
Oh, good to talk to you then. Bye.
All right, there we go, our buddy Jason Kahn. Still on the mend. All right, he's on the line with us from Detroit, stand-up comic and pastor Drew Fralick from the Renaissance Vineyard Church. In fact, I had somebody asking me, somebody's familiar with Michigan, so it's not in Detroit. What is the actual city you guys are in outside of Detroit?
Yeah, so it's in Ferndale. About a mile. It's about a mile from Detroit, yeah.
Okay.
It's right outside there.
All right.
Nobody's ever heard of Ferndale, but Detroit, that's a brand name.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
So do you personally know Bob Seger then? I mean...
Bob Seger? Yeah. He lives upstairs. Bobby and I, we're very close. He needs to mow his yard, though. It's really getting too long. So
does he keep you awake when he's jamming at night then, or what?
Oh, no. He goes to bed very early.
Okay.
It's really the morning that's the problem, you know?
I think he is like 77.
He drinks the espresso and goes crazy. Yeah.
You just kind of assume.
But his nurse can really play drums, you know?
You just kind of assume. You know, there's nobody else in Detroit. I mean, you're best friends with all the well-known people like Mitch Albom, right? So.
That's right, yeah. Mitchie, he's next door. So it's we're all in the same building.
It's
a
tight-knit community, Detroit. All right, so what's the barbecue question today?
Yeah, so Mark, you're kind of, you know, you're a Wisconsin. Is Wisconsinite the right
term? Yeah, Wisconsinite. You're a Michigander.
Right? Yes. So you're a good Midwesterner. You're the elder statesman of barbecues, and we on our block we have three barbecues throughout the year. We got Memorial Day, we have 4th of July, and we have Labor Day. And I have an etiquette question. I need your help, kind of help me. What do I do? What we do is every year, everybody makes these amazing dishes. And then people spend hours making mac and cheese and brisket and stuff like that. And then at the beginning of the barbecue, you know, we open it up. The kids, they all bum rush the table.
Yeah.
And they pile up their plates and they take way too much. They never finish it. You know?
That
what
is
do we need? Do we need some policing on the table? What would you do? What would a Wisconsin, you know, WWWD, what would a Wisconsinite do? That's
having
what
lived 2 years in Africa, you hate to see wasted food, right? I mean, because I think we grew up hearing our parents say there are kids in Africa, right? But how do you send them the food? So I would think, smaller portions, kids, maybe just kind of a verbal reminder ahead of time that says, you know, take what you know you can eat. And then if you want seconds, come back later. How about that?
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's not just, you know, I know they always say there's starving kids in Africa. There's starving adults at this barbecue right now. You know, and I'm one of them because you ate all the brisket or you didn't even eat it. You know what I mean? These kids. So you're saying get a police, like it's the parents' responsibility.
I think sort of, I mean, trying kind of a verbal thing, like acknowledging.
I think we need to put somebody to police the table. But
yeah,
okay,
I guess.
So talk to the parents. Okay. And then we have fireworks coming up. You know, I don't know what it's like in Wisconsin. In Michigan, they were illegal for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're back.
Mm-hmm.
And and it's like back with a vengeance. It's like a war zone. It started, you know, I don't know. Like here, it starts like a week early and ends like a week later.
Exactly.
It's just, you can't sleep for two. Is that the same?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It was like I heard they were setting off fireworks on June 20th, but now we've caught a break here the last, the last stretch of June. But it's going to start up and go for a while. So.
And these are not even fireworks. These are like, I think the term would be munitions. You know, these are artillery shells that people are shooting
near
our house.
These are people who really love America and just cannot stop celebrating. So.
Exactly. So it's quite loud, you know. There you go.
It's a crazy week with the 4th of July on Thursday. Some people taking the whole week off, and it's going to be hard to get anything done, Drew. So thanks again, friend. Well, I had some root beer on Friday night, and nothing like root beer with pizza. That sounds delicious even now, Caleb, that delicious A&W root beer. Well, our weekend recap, and the centerpiece was Michael's high school graduation party, and fantastic weather for that as we had it at McDonough Park in Eau Claire, where we've had, that's our fourth graduation party since 2020. And I think we're done. High school graduation parties. So
just when you get to be pros, that
is. I know it. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord, for the great weather. And not too hot, not too cold, just right. My mom and stepdad in town, as well as my sister Julie and brother-in-law Pat, who just had the mandatory retirement from Delta after 34 years flying with them. And so it was a lot of, wonderful time of celebrating with family, from Friday night pizza to Saturday, both the party and Saturday night. Again, more pizza and Sunday brunch, but fantastic weather and great celebration. And congratulations to Michael as he launches into the next phase of his life.
There you go. Well, congratulations, Michael. So our weekend, again, get a lot of errands done, the things you don't necessarily get done during the work week. So getting some necessary things taken care of, and enjoyed time with church family yesterday, potluck Sunday, or hot luck Sunday, as Nora calls it. And she really, really loves the chance to be able to choose what she eats rather than have it set before and say, hey, you need to clean your plate. So she enjoyed that yesterday. So we certainly had a good time with family, and got really into the Olympic trials over the weekend as well, too. So seeing the USA women's gymnastics team set, some of the track and field events. So getting to know some of the athletes that we'll see coming up in, 25 days, the Olympics kick off from Paris, France. So we're starting to gear up. Some of these events, that's like, I'm not necessarily like somebody who's going to sit down and watch track and field events all throughout the year. But when it comes to Olympic time, all of a sudden, I'm a big fan. So red, white, and blue, let's go USA. Looking
and your fellow Rice Lake native made it to another event, right?
Yeah, so Kenny Bednarik ended up with, I believe, the second fastest time in the world this year. It was 600th behind Noah Lyles. But they're both going to the Olympics in the 200, and also Kenny qualified in the 100 as well, too. But I think honestly, the USA has a good chance to sweep the medals in the 200 meters. So looking forward to that.
Go get them.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show to Make Us Laugh Monday. Three jokes apiece, so here we go. The student's biology report was titled Your Intestines, How Digestion Works. Marked down a grade. Turns out he'd forgotten the colon.
I like an English joke. That's great. Didn't come up with three jokes this week, Havel, so I'm going to start with some poetry.
All right.
I dig... You dig, he digs, she digs, we dig, they dig. I mean, it's not a long poem, but it's deep.
Okay. Very good. I like it. Poetry. Way to go. Caleb, why is bread like the sun?
Why?
It rises in the yeast and sets in the west. The waste, the west. You get
there
it.
There you go. You know what? To all the people who always said I'd never amount to anything because of my procrastination, just you wait.
Okay. Hey, last one for me. Hopefully the best for the last here. A German Shepherd, a Doberman, and a cat die and go to heaven. They're greeted by the Lord, who asks each of them what they believe in. The German Shepherd goes first. Discipline, training, and loyalty to my master. He says, good, says the Lord, you may sit on my right. Now, Doberman, what do you believe in? The Doberman answers, love, care, and protecting my master. Excellent, says the Lord. You may sit on my left. Now, finally, cat, it's your turn. What do you believe in? The cat replies, I believe you're sitting in my seat.
Oh, man. That was your best one. That was great. You know what? Over the weekend, Halvo, I bought a book called 101 Ways to Get Glue Off Your Hands. Huh. It's dreadful, but I can't put it down.
I guess not. Well, it is a brand new month. July has arrived. We had a great June Dairy Month. A lot of winners, a lot of Culver's winners here on WWIB. But as we kick off this month, you just had our featured artist there, Jeremy Camp, off that new one from him. And what else is going on? Obviously, the 4th of July, Independence Day on Thursday, Caleb, but what else?
A few things, special events to commemorate in July. Cell phone courtesy month all throughout the month. So, of course, that can be a lot of different facets to that, right? It's not only while you're driving, but also maybe when you're at the dinner table, etc.
It's a month for us to play the DeGarmo and Keesong family reunion because those are going on.
Special events here in July, fireworks safety month. Please keep that in mind.
Baked beans. You want to bring those to the picnic for National Baked Bean Month.
How about baked beans and bison? Mm. It's National Bison Month. Some bison burgers?
Sure. Blueberries being celebrated all month long.
I feel like someone should have baked beans, bison, and blueberries all the same meal.
Absolutely.
For the alliteration.
Uh-huh.
It is National Culinary Arts Month in July.
Mm-hmm. And National Doghouse Repairs Month.
That is very specific.
Uh-huh.
It is National Grilling Month.
National Horseradish Month. We think of this people at Silver Springs.
This makes sense. It's National Hot Dog Month.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, it is Ice Cream Month.
Yes, please. Special events here during July on the Wib Wake Up Show. It's National Purposeful Parenting Month or Purposeful Parenting Month.
Mm-hmm. And it's National Recreation and Parks Month.
National Water Gardening Month as well.
Mm-hmm. It's Roots and Branches Month.
Keeping with the water theme, July is Smart Irrigation Month.
And Social Wellness Month.
So lots of things to celebrate here during the month of July.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still kind of hung up on the baked beans, bison, and blueberries. That just really seems like a great 4th of July meal, maybe. So
I remember, I'm trying to think of a kid's book. It was like Sal and the Blueberries or something like that.
Blueberries for Sal.
Yeah.
Wow.
We know our kids' books.
And here is Kids Summer Reading Challenge, July and August as well, wib.com.
Well, a brand new month underway, and earlier this hour, we talked about a variety of special events going on with July, and now some of the things to look forward to.
Yes, and so again, the obvious one, this Thursday is the 4th of July, Independence Day, fireworks, hot dogs, swimming, maybe some sunburns. Looking forward to that, and some folks probably saying, hey, great opportunity for a 4-day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't know that in just a few days, the day after the 4th, July 5th and 6th in Finland, it's the World Wife Carrying Championship.
Maybe you want to use that 4-day weekend to take not exactly a road trip, but an air trip and get over there with your wifey. What July has for us, things to look forward to. Sunday, July 7th, Shark Week on Discovery.
Always popular.
People are like, that's the safest time to swim because all the sharks are busy being filmed.
Yeah, exactly. On July 11th, the Oscars of the sports world, the ESPYs, will air on ABC.
On Saturday, July 13th, the Wimbledon women's singles final is played.
Boy, for so many years, right, the Williams sisters, but not anymore. On the next day, July 14th, the Wimbledon men's singles final being played.
Things to look forward to in July here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB with Caleb and Havel. July 16th, the All-Star Game in Major League Baseball. Hopefully some Brewers represented.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. It's the final stage of voting now. I guess it just started. So the other votes didn't count. So if you want to, MLB.com if you want to take part. The Emmy nominations will be announced on July 17th.
On July 18th, golf's British Open begins.
Uh-huh. Another major. I think that's the fourth and final one now because PGA is earlier. Comic-Con kicks off on July 25th in San Diego.
And something I'm really looking forward to, July 26th, the Summer Olympics start. The opening ceremony from Paris begins on July 26th. I guess I don't really know. I'm not someone who... Do you watch the opening ceremony? I can't really say that I do.
No, I have a time or two, but
I'm
yeah, the years go by.
I'm very interested, though, in the actual events.